Hey, everybody, it's Becky Davidson, and I want to welcome you to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. You know, we had a different episode that we planned on releasing today, but in light of what is going on around the world with the coronavirus and the fear that is surrounding that, especially for so many of our special needs families, we wanted to kind of step back and have a conversation about what's going on. And so my friend and coworker Kim Thorpe and I had a conversation where we shared kind of how we're dealing with things in our own home and talked about some of the fear that is going on, especially for our families who have children who are in that vulnerable population. And I'm one of those parents. I'm one of those parents who has a child that if they get the flu, they end up in the hospital often. And so we are being super careful and super vigilant around our home to do everything we can to protect ourselves. But we also have to realize that we cannot live in fear, because that is not the place that God wants us to be. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the isolation that can come along during this season and some different things that we are going to be doing at Rising Above to help support your families through this time, through this however long it lasts. We're looking forward to having some new resources available for our families. And so we'll share some more about that in the coming days and weeks. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. I hope everyone's staying well, and that we just look forward to sharing our hearts here at Rising Above about this time, this unprecedented time in our history. So enjoy this conversation, and we are looking forward to sharing more and more resources with you over the coming weeks. Hey, Kim, thank you for joining me tonight. You know, we are socially distancing, and you're at your house.
Yeah.
And I'm at my house. And
can you believe that's even a thing? Like a week ago, I didn't even know that was a word.
Yeah, social distancing. And so Here we are. But, you know, thankfully, we live in a day and age with technology. And so we are able to do this and record this conversation. And so for our listeners, you may hear kids in the background. You might my son and his caregiver as they head to dinner here in a few minutes in the kitchen. And I don't know what your kiddos are up to. But we felt like, we actually had another podcast that was scheduled to go out today. Releasing tomorrow, but we just felt like that in light of, everything that's going on, that we need to just kind of step back and have a conversation about what's going on in the world, because we are in uncharted waters. I mean, water. We've never seen anything like this before.
And nobody has. You know, that's part of the little bit of the scariness that's in it.
But. Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, for those of us who have kids with special needs or who have medical conditions, it is really easy to step into that place of fear.
Sure.
And so I've been struggling myself, just being quite honest, just struggling with what does this look like? Because the reality is, if my son, two times he's gotten the flu and he's hospitalized.
Sure.
You know, and that's scary. You know, you have a daughter who, you know, had issues when she was little, and, you know, we're very understandably so cautious with our kids. And I'm trying to catch myself from jumping into the control freak mode. Because the reality is we can do everything we can do, you know, to be as cautious and as careful. And, but we are not in control of the situation.
That's right.
And I think if we feel like we are, man, it just puts pressure there that,
undue stress.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you guys feeling in your house right now?
Well, my kids, I don't know how much they know.
Yeah.
they know that there is a virus that is going around. But because we're on spring break, they have not asked a lot of questions about why they're not at school. So Jimmy and I are actually just talking today about how we're going to sit them down and kind of talk to them about the future and about how our lives may look a little bit differently. You know, we're a family who's out and about all the time. You know, we go out to dinner, we go to church, Ruthie's in public school. And so I think the next few weeks may look a little bit different for our family. And so you mentioned it earlier, Ruthie was born with a mass on her right lung and had it removed at birth. And so she, and also with 2/3 of her right lung removed, so the mass and 2/3 of the right lung.
Yeah.
So she already has a history of respiratory illness. And so we're just a little more cautious about this whole virus thing. So I think, just praying with my husband and just figuring out what we're going to do about, just day-to-day things, you know, going to work and, possibly both of us working from home a lot more.
Yeah.
And kind of just figuring out what that looks like for our family. And then so my daughter also has anxiety. Mm-hmm. How do I tell her about this without causing more fear, you know, in her heart. And so I just got to be real, real careful about what is on the TV and be careful about how much Jimmy and I talk in front of her.
Yes.
And so that's just kind of where we're at as a family.
Yeah. You know, and
what about you guys?
Well, you know, thankfully John Alex, he doesn't know what coronavirus is and he's great.
Right.
I'm saying it's like, I'm so thankful for that. He's just, and I think he just, I'm so grateful that he doesn't have that anxiety. I know he hears things. He knows, you know, he hears his caregiver and I talking because we're talking about precautions and about, you know, her social distancing, just like we're social distancing, because it doesn't do any good if we're social distancing and
other people, if your caregiver's not.
Yeah. So we're, you know, we're on the same page about that, but he's overhearing those conversations. And I have to be careful because it's so easy when you have a child who's nonverbal to just think, oh, well, he doesn't understand, but he does, you know? And so I need to be cautious about what I'm saying in front of him, even though, you know, people would say, oh, he doesn't understand. Well, he does. And he's going to feel the vibe in our house. He's going to feel, if I'm anxious, he's going to know that. And so
that's been part of our conversation too, is, how we feel directly affects, or how we're responding directly affects how our kids are going to respond.
Yeah.
And so we're just being real mindful of that as well.
I just think that's so important. And I've got to do, honestly, if I'm honest, I've got to do a better job about that, because it's hard. You know, I'm here, you know, single mom here, you know, at night and whatnot, it's just the two of us. And so it's easy to let that fear creep in. And, but I have to just remember, you know, this didn't take God by surprise. He's not like, oh my goodness, there's a virus running around the world. You know, he knew this was coming, and he has laid out in his word, like, so much truth about how we can have peace in the midst of all of this. And so, that's what we want to talk a little bit about in this podcast, because, you know, if you look at the news and if you see what's going on, and you know, it's important. It is important to be aware of what is going on. But if that's all I'm filling my mind with, boy, I'm going to slip into the pit fast, so
easily,
so quickly. And I know for our special needs families, they are more so probably than any part of the population are going to isolate, because we have to. And so I know that for a lot of us, just that sense of feeling like we're all alone is real easy to creep in. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we want to make sure our Rising Above community knows is that you are not alone. And I think, you know, we had our staff had a meeting last night, via video, you know, talking about things that we can do to continue to bring hope to special needs families. And so we're kind of looking forward to what we're going to be able to roll out over these next few weeks to be there for the special needs community. So conversation is a part of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be great. And one of the things I keep seeing is that social distancing doesn't have to be community distancing.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, we can still be in each other's lives as long as we're reaching out. You know, it can be, you know, over the computer, like this could be part of your community. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any kind of questions or comments, you know, find us on Facebook, message us, or you can email us. Anything from our website, you can find us there. But just being sure that we are communicating with our people, even though we can't see them face to face, we still need to check on each other, see how we're doing. I had a lady, a good friend of ours from church, just post, "Hey, I'm out of eggs and I need to do this." And I messaged her. I was like, "Hey, I got some eggs. Do you want to come over and get, you can come over and get some," or I offered to meet her out. We just have to use this time.
Yes.
To build each other up and to really come together as a community. And I think that's part of God's plan for peace, you know, that when we're talking about that God will give you perfect peace, you know, sometimes God just touches you and you have peace.
Right.
Like that just happens.
Right.
But there are times where you have to kind of remind yourself and put people in your life and put things in your life that provide that peace. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I absolutely love that, because I think this is going to be a time, you know, there's such a sometimes a scarcity mentality of we're not going to have enough. We're not going to have enough. And, you know, and so then we start buying all the toilet paper that's out there, you know, because we're not going to have enough toilet paper.
Our town is still out, by the way. I just got back from the dollar store. They're still out.
Crazy. But I think, man, if we can be the ones who are like, "What's mine is yours."
Yes.
Whatever you need. You know, I love, like even yesterday, you and I were talking and you were like, "Look, you need something? I'll go get it for you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to make, being a single mom to a child with special needs, when you're trying to keep them away from crowds and whatnot, to have those people in your life who are like, "I've got your back. Don't worry about it." And so I think part of this too is just encouraging, man, if somebody comes to mind, reach out to them. If you see somebody that's in need, just be willing to go, like you just did. "I got eggs. I'll share my eggs with you." There's going to be enough for everybody. We don't have to feel that we can't share, because man, if we can really love well through this, it could be such a beautiful, even though what the enemy wants to cause harm and to scare us, we can turn it into something beautiful.
Yeah. And what a better picture of how Jesus loved than to, share and, you know, build your resources together, you know, like share your resources, building that community together. You know, what better story?
I just love that. You know, one of the things, like last week when all of this started kicking up, it seemed like it was really starting to ramp up more. Mm-hmm. We started hearing about college campuses closing, and you know, I think we were still kind of, even then as a staff at the office, like, is this really happening? You know, like what is this going to look like? And I think we had no clue, even middle of the week last week, that we'd be where we are even today.
Today, yeah.
Like that we're working from home and that we're where we are. I think we just, it's ever changing minute by minute. But I remember waking up the other morning and just kind of feeling that fear kind of like creeping in. It's like, what is this going to mean? What is this going to look like? And the verse that popped in my head that day and ran through my mind all day was from Isaiah 26. And it's Isaiah 26:3. And it says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we had a blog post that went out last week talking about that and kind of what that looks like. And so let's mm-hmm. unpack that a little bit. You know, I love what that sure. says, because it says, you know, God will keep us in not just peace, but perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think right now is a time that we're all looking for that perfect peace. That peace that passes all understanding, that peace that even when the news is like, you know, even yesterday it was don't gather in crowds more than 50. And then today it's don't gather in crowds of more than 10. You know, just it's ever changing. And so if we are staying on that roller coaster of, oh my goodness, it's changing, you know, how quickly things are changing, that fear can just overtake us if we're not careful. But
oh yeah,
this verse tells us we can have perfect peace. And there's two ways we do that. And the first way is trusting in Him. All who trust in you, all who trust in God can have that perfect peace. So what does that look like for you, Kim, when you say, you know, trusting in God in the midst of the chaos?
You know, trusting God just means that I know deep down in my soul that God's going to take care of my family. And whatever that looks like, I trust Him in that. So like, from the big to the small, you know, like, in the small things, like I did not overstock toilet paper. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we will run out. Like, I don't know how long it will be before we will run out. But we will run out. But yeah, God,
I'll help you out. So.
Thank you. Thank you. I have eggs. So if you need eggs,
there you go. Great.
We can totally barter.
There you
but
go.
Like, even in the small things, I know that God is going to take care of those things. But then in the big, I don't know. I just have this peace that I trust in Him. And really, it takes effort on my part, pouring into my relationship with God, and knowing that I can trust Him, is part of that relationship. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that it's the trusting when things don't make sense. You know?
Oh yeah.
It's that, you know, I love the quote from Jeff, my late mm-hmm. husband, that's kind of become his standard, his quote that people remember him by. But, you know, when I feel I cannot trust God's actions in my life, I must trust His heart. And uh-huh. so, you know, we may not understand why things are going down the way they are. We may not understand all that, but we have to trust God's heart for us. And mm-hmm. to me, I think, like, even looking at this season that we're in right now and realizing, you know, yeah, if we focus on our circumstances and focus on that, oh, we can't go do things, or we can't go do this, or we, you know, we have to be so careful. But instead of going, you know what? I have food. I have a house. I have clean clothes. We have water. You know, it's not like we don't have
running water. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so like thinking, being mindful of all the things that we have to be thankful for. And remembering all the times God's shown up in the past, you know,
yeah.
that just builds up that trust of going, you know,
oh, yeah.
You did this when, you know, all these years right. ago, this was happening, and remembering all those times, then you go, okay, I trust you. I trust yeah. you to do that.
Yes. And I think that's what I mean by that, or what I was saying earlier, is that trust is almost like a muscle.
Yeah.
It's like you've built it up over time. And so trusting Him in small things can actually make, like, help you to trust in the bigger things.
Yeah.
You know, like you're saying, just reminding yourself, hey, do you remember when God came through in this situation?
Yeah.
He's going to come through again.
Absolutely.
And one thing about that perfect peace that I thought was really interesting, I just, in looking up this scripture as we were planning on talking about this, perfect peace is in Hebrew, that it just, in that part, it says, the Hebrew is shalom, shalom. So it's mm-hmm. actually the same word repeated twice,
wow.
but it just, this commentator person that I'm reading from says that repetition communicates intensity, but then also steadfastness.
Wow.
So like it will last, you know?
That, I love
so,
that.
Yeah, isn't that great? I mean, that is just a promise, right? Like that is just something from God that we can put in our hat and just keep, you know, like on a rainy day like that.
Absolutely.
I just love that steadfastness, you know?
Uh-huh. I love that. And, you know, I think we have to just keep remembering those things and remembering and having those verses that we can pull out, you know, that from when we're struggling, like that verse, I've known that verse for so long. And the other morning when I'm struggling, that verse just pops into my mind, you know,
and
meditating on that and thinking about that.
And now how many times since that moment have you thought about that verse?
Oh, I mean, like tons and tons.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think the moral of the story, I mean, it's also, you know, trusting in him, but also putting scripture in your mind.
Absolutely.
Is so helpful. Another one I was actually, I don't remember if we were reading it this morning or yesterday morning, but it just says that now we have, it's from 2 Corinthians 4. It says, we now have this light from God that shuts out darkness. It says, we have this light in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile jars of clay with this great treasure. And this makes it clear that our great power is not from ourselves, but from God. And so I just keep remembering that this power that we have that can give us that perfect peace, it comes from God.
Yeah.
Like we can't, there's no amount of like meditation that's going to give me peace. You know what I'm saying? And so I love that, that the Isaiah verse is like that perfect peace. It can only come from God.
Yeah.
And okay. So I just, the way these verses are all, it's funny how, you know, in these times you go to read scripture and it's like, oh wow, that goes perfectly with what I was just thinking about this.
Exactly.
And then this goes perfectly. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, what is your heart meditating on? You know, what's in your mind? What are you and I talk a lot about that. Like what are you putting into your mind? That will help you with that peace.
Yeah. Well, and that actually flows straight into the second part of that verse, where it talks about all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
There you go.
You know, and so when we're, you know, and again, I'm not saying don't watch the news. We need to be informed of what's going on. But if that's all I'm in my mind with, then I'm going to lose that peace. It is just going to happen.
Yeah.
But if I can keep reminding myself, fixing my thoughts on God, fixing my thoughts on going, okay, so prime example, yesterday, for some reason, you know, it was Sunday. We were not able to go to church. We were watching online. But but that sense of scarcity came over me for some reason. I have everything I need and more in my house. But
yeah.
For some reason, I don't remember what it was, but it was something like, oh my goodness, I don't know that I'm going to have enough of such and such. You know, just silly fear. And I walked around my house and I just was like, I have everything I need. God will provide all of my needs. I do not, I do not have to worry. But I had to say that out loud. And when I did that, then it shut it down, you know?
Yep.
And so I think it's just being, just saying, keeping my thoughts fixed on the truth. What is the truth? You know, the truth is God is in control, regardless of whether the world is in chaos. God is still in control. And
absolutely.
I don't have to be, you know?
Yeah. And that's not easy it's not easy for me to say out loud that I am not in control.
Yeah.
It really does make me feel better.
Yeah, exactly. And just knowing and trusting that come what may. And the thing is, you know what, guys? Things don't always turn out the way we want, you know?
Yeah, this is probably going to be a mess, you know, just honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know.
And it's already a mess.
It is already a mess. And, but things don't always, you know, I prayed and prayed for my husband to be healed and here on this earth. And that was not the plan. And so, you know, it didn't turn out the way that I would have written the story.
Uh-huh.
But it took me time. But I was like, okay, God, I trust that for whatever reason, this was part of your plan. And
yeah.
You know, I don't have to like it. I don't have to.
Sure.
But
there are times we don't like things. Exactly. Like that stuff.
But ultimately, I come back to that place of, okay, for whatever reason, this was your plan. So just knowing, you know, God has got this. He hasn't left us. And I think part of our message as we wrap up this conversation, part of our message to our Rising Above families is to just remind you, you are not alone in this. Mm-hmm. I think that the isolation that special needs families feel anyway is profound at times, and this has the potential to only make that more so.
Worse.
And so, you know, our little group of friends, you know, Kim, we've already decided, okay, we're going to have set times that we're communicating with each other, and we're reaching where we're all able, whether it's through video chat or whatever, where we are all able to see each other, talk to each other, encourage each other, laugh. I think that's going to be part of it too, is what are we putting out there? You know,
right.
Let's put some joy out there and some hope out there. And, you know, I have a friend who I love it. She's posting funny stuff. They're isolating themselves and she's posting funny stuff. And, you know, just, how can we encourage each other and, not be, feel, you know, not allow ourselves to slip completely into the pit. Be willing to say, okay, right. Need some help. Message us on Facebook, whatever, to message us through our website. Just if you're just needing somebody to reach out and for you to know you're not alone, because you're not. And we've got, our team's going to be virtually meeting on Wednesday to kind of map out our plans going forward. And, you know, as much as we don't like what's going on, and as much as we don't like having to cancel or postpone local events and things, we're kind of we're gearing up and looking forward to what we are going to be able to put out.
That's right.
This isn't going to stop us. This isn't going to stop us from bringing hope to special needs families.
That's oh no, I think if anything, it fires us up.
I think so too. So we would just say stay tuned, because we're going to have exciting things coming your way. And but I think, you know, our heart for you is you're not alone. We are here with you, and we see you, and God sees you, and I think he's up there just cheering us on, going, okay, you can do this. And so remembering those words from Isaiah, as again it was Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And so let's just kind of let that be our what we're going to strive for in these upcoming weeks of uncertainty, that we're going to trust come what may, and have that perfect peace. So Kim, any closing thoughts before we close this out?
No, I think you said it. You nailed it right on the head. If you need help, if you need someone or some, you know, you need something, you need to chat, reach out, you know, go to Facebook, go to risingaboveministries.org. There's all kinds of encouragement there on our website, or you find other past podcasts. If any of those interest you, you're welcome to listen to those there. If you have ideas, you know, we're learning and kind of doing things a little bit differently. And so if you have ideas, I'd love to hear those. You can reach out via Facebook or email. That'd be the best way to contact us. But yeah, that's all. You just echoed exactly what I was thinking. You're not alone. God sees you. That's what we always want these families to know, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So stay tuned, because we will, again, like I said, end of this week, first of next week, be kind of laying out our plans of how things are going to look different. But we are still in the business of loving and serving special needs families. And that's our heart. And we will continue on, virus or no virus. So we love you guys. And we will be back with more information soon. So everybody stay safe and well. And we love you guys. All right. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. We would like to thank Jimmy Thorpe and Patrick Mayberry for providing the music for our podcast today. If you like what you hear, please take a minute to leave us a rating and review. This helps others like you find our content more easily. You can learn more about how Rising Above Ministries is encouraging the special needs community by checking out our website at risingaboveministries.org or by finding us on Facebook and Instagram. We look forward to connecting with you.